WABC, New York.
When you keep your car in an unheated garage, you keep your gasoline there too. Right up against the cold engine, the carburetor holds the gasoline which must start your engine. When your gasoline is cold, not made for winter weather, it won't vaporize quickly, won't be ready for the spark. The result, you don't start on the button, your engine takes longer to warm up, and you waste gasoline. Texaco Fire Chief, the emergency duty gasoline, vaporizes, takes the spark instantly, delivers full power in 1/100th of a second, spins your engine into action in less than 10 revolutions. If you're not a regular user of Fire Chief right now, follow the lead of millions of smart winter drivers. For quicker winter starts, next time, try a Texaco dealer. And now the 45,000 Texaco dealers from coast to coast present His Honor the Mayor, Eddie Cantor.
Thank you. Thank you. Hello, everybody. Hello, Jimmy.
Hello, Eddie.
Gosh, I wish Christmas was over.
Oh, Christmas shopping's got you down, eh?
Not only that, at home when I open my drawer, Ida yells, "Don't look in there, Eddie. Please, not now. If I try going into a closet, she hollers, "No, no, Eddie. Now, please, I don't want you to see what you bought me for Christmas." James, we have four bathtubs in my house, and every one of them is filled with packages. Jimmy, I can hardly wait till December the 26th to start to take a bath again.
You know, I'll bet you get a great thrill out of Christmas.
Yes, Jimmy, and my little Janet, with a whole heart and soul, she believes in Santa Claus.
She does.
Only this morning, she gave me a letter to mail, and I just can't read it.
Well, let me read it.
Go ahead.
It says, "Dear Santa Claus, I have been a good girl all year, so please bring me a lot of toys this Christmas."
10 years old. Yeah. Thank you.
Oh, this is this morning.
Yeah.
"Please, Santa Claus, bring me twice as many toys this Christmas as you brought me last Christmas."
Just a baby.
And there's a P.S. on it.
Yeah?
"And if you don't bring them, Daddy, I'll slug you."
Yeah, wait. How do you like that?
Hey, Eddie, look. Look who's coming in.
It's Pinky Tomlin and Fifi. Well, come in, folks. Pinky Tomlin, as usual, you're late.
Well, I'm sorry, Mr. Cantor, but we've been Christmas shopping.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah, I got a present for you, too.
Uh-huh.
It's a beautiful pair of socks.
A pair of socks? Gee, thanks. Let's have them.
Gosh, I wasn't figuring on giving them to you till Christmas.
Oh, that's all right. You can give it to me now. Go ahead.
Okay, wait till I take them off.
Yeah, wait a minute. Never mind, Pinky. Have you told Fifi all about Santa Claus?
Santa Claus? Santa Claus?
Sure, Fifi. Haven't you heard about him? Santa Claus is a man with gray whiskers who gives things away.
Oh, the man with gray whiskers who gives things away.
Yes.
You know, in France, we call him Uncle Sam.
No, Fifi, you must have seen pictures of Santa Claus. He's a fellow with a big bag on his back.
Oh, Uncle Sam, he's holding the bag too, mister.
Yeah, you bet he is.
Uncle Sam, he does not get anything for Christmas?
Nothing for Christmas. Don't be silly, Uncle Sam. He's getting a lovely apology from Japan. Oh, yeah. And that's about all.
Oh, Eddie, last year you gave me a very nice bonus, and I want to thank you.
Oh, but you thanked me for last year's bonus, Jimmy.
Oh, I'm thanking you for the bonus you're going to give me this year.
Now, Jimmy, don't tell me my business now, please.
Well, don't look at me with such a face.
What's the matter with my face? If the right people saw my face, do you know what would happen?
Yes, they'd tear up Boris Karloff's contract.
Get away from me, will you, please? A bonus he wants.
Bright eyes, don't be so stingy with Jimmy.
I am not stingy.
Oh, no, he's not stingy. Last week, he ate a hot dog and saved the skin to use for a tobacco pouch.
Yep, wait a minute, I didn't say that.
Oh, Eddie.
Yes, Renard, what is it?
It's getting near to Christmas. Can I play the violin?
No, you can't play. You never could play, and I'm not going to let you play.
Then what should I do with my violin?
Oh, have I got an answer for that. Renard, take your violin, place it against your chest.
Yes, I've got it.
Now I'm going to give you a nice big hug.
Oh, you both broke Monsieur Renard's violin.
Pardon me, Jack. I did it on purpose.
I forgive you because I'm sure it was premeditated. Oh, my poor violin. A while ago, you were beautiful wood with strings, and when a bow was drawn across your body, beautiful tones would emanate from within and also come out. Now you are shattered and broken, crushed like the petals of a rose. Farewell, old comrade. Goodbye to you. And $175, not counting the case. A farewell. A farewell.
Oh, you fools. Fifi, to prove that I do know what the holiday spirit means, here it is 10 days before Christmas, and I bring a present for everybody. Make Believe from Showboat, sung by Deanna Durbin.
A game of juxtaposing is the sweetest game I know. Our dreams are more romantic than the world we see. And if the things we dream about don't happen to be so, that's just an unimportant technicality. We could make believe I love you, only make believe that you love me.
Thank you, Deanna.
Pardon me, Mr. Cantor.
Hello, Mr. Hudson. Oh, how is my Palm Springs property coming along?
Listen, while excavating, we discovered an underground spring which chemists have analyzed as aqua bona humoris.
Yeah, what does that mean?
Oh, that's Latin for good humor water.
That's right. It makes people happy when they drink it.
No.
Yes. The workmen on your place have been drinking the water, and they refuse to accept pay.
They don't want to get paid.
That's a fact. Wait a minute. Not only that.
Yeah?
Last night, Jimmy Fiddler drove to Palm Springs, took one drink of that water, and grabbed an airplane back to Hollywood so he could kiss George Jessel.
George Jessel?
Yes, and I do mean a kiss.
Tell me, is it really that good?
Mr. Cantor, as far as America is concerned, this is the greatest water in the world.
No, Mr. Hudson. Right now, as far as America is concerned, the greatest water in the world is the water that separates America from Europe. Believe me. Yeah, but anyhow, I guess this stuff is pretty good too, huh?
Well, I brought a sample of a bottle of this good humor water with me. Would you like to try it?
Oh, me?
Yeah.
Go on and try it, Eddie.
Jimmy, stop. You're not getting the bonus water and no water. Now, stop with that, will you?
Say, Eddie, I've got an idea. Why don't you give it a test? There are several people in the audience who haven't cracked a smile all evening. Let's go down and try it out on them.
Great idea, James. Ladies and gentlemen, we are coming into the audience to test this good humor water.
Hey, there's one fellow who looks awfully serious, Eddie.
Yeah. Okay, pardon me, sir. Would you try our good humor water, please?
All right, but make it snappy.
Here, just take a whiff of it. Huh? How's it?
Ah, say, that's terrific.
Yeah?
Whoopee! Why, it's good to be alive. It's good to be in California. The greatest state, the grandest climate in America. I'm never going home.
Then you're not a resident here.
Resident? Brother, I'm the governor of Florida.
Florida!
There's another man who hasn't laughed all evening.
Here, mister, would you try some? Just take your hand away from the girl for a minute. Go ahead. That's all.
Yes, I'll do anything to get rid of you.
Go ahead. Take a whiff of it. How'd you like it? Huh? Huh?
Hey, that's good.
Yeah?
Hey, Catter.
Yeah.
Will you take this girl home after the show?
Yeah, wait a minute. I'll be delighted. She's beautiful, but where are you going?
I'm going back to my wife.
Look at this one over here. That's a mighty grouchy-looking fella.
Sir, you look a little grouchy. Would you mind just taking a little?
No, I didn't come here for that.
What do you want?
I came here to make a request.
Oh, a request. He wants the song. Jack, get ready, will you? What is your request?
I'd like to have my money back.
Yeah. Wait a minute, but you didn't pay to come in here. You came in here for nothing.
Yeah? What about my bus fare?
Yeah. Wait a minute.
Go ahead, Eddie. Make a drink.
Go ahead. Just take a little
All
drink
right.
of it, will you?
Is it for free?
Yeah, it's for free. Go ahead.
All right. For nothing, I'll try it.
Go ahead.
Hey.
Huh?
That's good.
Oh, sure.
Hello, Xander.
Hello.
Yeah, you're cute.
Yeah.
Hey, I want to thank you for the two tickets you gave me for the broadcast.
Oh, that's right. It didn't cost me anything.
That's all right. I want to reciprocate.
How do you mean?
I want to give you two tickets.
Two tickets?
I didn't have much trouble getting them. I only had to mortgage my home.
You had to mortgage your home for the... What are these two tickets?
Why, they're box seats for the Rose Bowl.
It worked. Ladies and gentlemen, I've had so many requests to repeat the song hit, Getting Some Fun Out of Life, so I'll sing it for yous.
Hey, Pinky.
What is it, Jimmy?
Listen, when Cantor gets through singing, he always asks for a drink of water. Tonight we'll fool him. Pour some of this good humor water in his glass. Huh?
Okay, Jimmy.
When we want to love, we love. When we want to kiss, we kiss. With a little petting, we're getting some fun out of life. When we want to work, we work. When we want to play, we play. In a happy setting, we're getting some fun out of life. Maybe we do the right thing, maybe we do the wrong. Spending each day just wending our way along. When we want to sing, we sing. When we want to dance, we dance. You can do your betting, we're getting some fun out of life. When you get to feeling low, just turn on the radio. Be a dial twister and mister, you'll find fun in life. If you're sick of taking bumps, if you're feeling in the dumps, simply flip the dial and smile at some comic's jokes. Maybe it will be Jack Benny, Tenor or Fibber McGee. Of course I won't kick if you happen to pick on me. There's a million laughs and quips waiting at your fingertips. Be a tuner-inner, a grinner, and you'll find that your mind will clear up and cheer up, and you'll get some fun out of life. Thank you all. Pinky, would you mind handing me my glass of water from the table, please?
Not at all.
All right.
Say, Eddie, I don't want you to think I'm persistent, but the bonus would help me out.
Now, don't mention that word bonus again. You haven't got a chance, Jimmy.
Here you are, sir. Here's the water.
Oh, thanks. Gee, that tastes good. Jimmy, you're not going to get a bonus like you got last year.
No?
Last year, you got $1,000. That's no money for a man like you. Why, I'm going to give you $2,500 this year. Oh, I feel so smooth.
Gee, Eddie, thanks. That's some bonus.
Yes, Jane. Put the bonus money away for a rainy day.
A rainy day? Here in California?
Pardon me, a rainy weekend.
Okay, and I'll never forget your kindness.
Kindness, James? I have a confession to make.
Yeah?
Last year when I gave you $1,000, the Texas company sent me $5,000 to give you.
$5,000?
Yeah.
Oh.
Wait a minute, Jimmy, he's fainted. Pinky, give me some of my water. Never mind, there's still some left in my glass here. Sip it, Jimmy. There, now tell me, how do you feel? How do you feel now, Jimmy?
Oh, I don't know. I feel sort of gay. What happened?
You fainted. You're run down. But you'll be okay when I give you that $2,500 bonus, Jimmy.
Oh, don't be silly, Eddie. I wouldn't think of accepting a bonus.
Wait a minute. You mean to say you wouldn't take it?
Oh, certainly not. Why, you're doing me a favor in letting me work on this program, Eddie. Let me give you a bonus.
Oh, Jimmy, I'm touched deeply. You offer me that after I confess that I've double-crossed you?
Yes.
Oh, Jimmy, you're really... You're too good to me, Jimmy.
Oh, no, no, Eddie. I've double-crossed you, too.
Well, tell me, how did you double-cross me, pal?
Oh, don't kill you. Don't kill
you. How did you do it?
Yeah. For a year, I've been trying to get the Texas Company to get rid of you and make me the mayor of Texaco Town.
Now I'll tell you something.
Yeah?
I've been trying for 2 months to get Don Wilson to take your place on this program.
Well, he would be better.
Yeah. Jimmy, you're wonderful.
Oh, yes. Say, you know...
What?
I should have been a thief.
A thief? No. How come you say that, Jimmy? Huh?
Well, in your store Monday night when you said, whatever became of that beautiful silver candelabra?
Yeah.
I was laughing to myself.
Why?
Because if you came to my house...
Uh-huh.
You'd find it standing on the radio you gave me.
Is that so?
Yes.
The surprise will be all yours, Jimmy, because when you go home tonight...
Yes?
You'll find that I took back the radio this morning.
No.
But don't worry, Jimmy.
Yes,
don't worry.
No.
I'm giving you a half interest in my Palm Springs property. We'll bottle the good humor water and we'll make a fortune.
After what I've done? Oh, gee, you're sweet.
Oh, I'm just a doll.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's get the gang and drive down to Palm Springs in my car.
Oh, no. Come in my car. Let me drive. You're tired.
Oh, you're just like a big brother.
Wait, wake up, Mr. Kenner. We're in Palm Springs.
Oh, gee, I had a nice nap. Wake up, Wallington, you six-foot hunk of cactus.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh, the good humor waters wore off.
Oh, lay off of me. You bulldoze everybody.
Jimmy is himself again, too.
Say, this little hotel... Oh, look.
Yes? You see this hotel?
Yes?
This adjoins my property. What is it? No one here?
Well, I'll ring the bell.
Go ahead.
Out of my way! Out of my way!
How do you do? Russian.
Hey, Russian, what are you doing here?
You are looking at the owner and the manager.
Wait a minute. You own and manage this hotel?
Yes, but it's no good. I don't like working for myself.
Why don't you like working for yourself?
Because I'm a slave driver. Say, how do you like the appearance of mine hotel?
There is something cheap and dirty about the lobby.
I'm glad to know you.
Wait a minute. Be civil, will you? Now tell me, where do you eat in this hotel?
Why, you eat in the dining room.
Yes.
And with every meal, we serve a cocktail.
A cocktail?
Yes, a cocktail. Of course, of course. We got different kinds, prices with each meal.
Yes.
We got 20-cent meals and 25-cent meals.
Yeah, what is the difference?
You see, with a 20-cent meal,
mm-hmm.
You still have a nickel left to call for an ambulance.
Enough of this idle chatter, flappy ears. I'm here on business to take over my good humor springs. Tell me, did you drink any of my water yet?
Yes, I just tasted it, but it didn't make me feel any better.
Oh, then you should have drunk a glass of it. Two glasses, three glasses.
I did better. I took off all my clothes and jumped in.
Wait a minute. You jumped into my health spring? What happened?
You want to know?
Yes, I want to know.
Shall I tell her?
Yes, I can't look at him. Tell me, what happened when you took off your clothes and jumped into the water?
Well, I got wet.
Get him! That must have been a novelty for you. Look, you blundering... You're just a blundering, dim-witted, stupid ox.
Stupid ox? Heady camper? You're a heady camper, and a heady camper.
Wait a minute. Why do you keep repeating my name?
Because I want to call you something low, and I can't think of anything lower than heady camper.
Get away! Who? That isn't even a good insult.
Maybe you want I shall get George Bernard Shaw to write insults for you?
Your dog-faced George Bernard Shaw wouldn't have anything to do with you.
So what? To insult you, do I need references?
Will you do this for me? Take one drink of this good humor water, and I'm certain you'll like it.
Okay, give it to me.
Go ahead, take it. Well, flappy ears, now tell me, do you like me?
No, but I hate you a little less than I used to. Mine head feels very light. Very light.
It's working. Speak to me, my darling Russian friend.
Hedy Camphor, would you believe me if I told you I like you?
Yeah?
Would you believe me if I told you I love you?
Yeah?
Would you believe me if I told you I'm crazy about you.
Yes?
My, oh, my, you will believe anything, won't you?
Get up!
Did you ever watch a Skyliner take off? Thousands of people visit the airports just to see these giant ships roar across the field and rise into the air. Competent man, the pilot at the controls, isn't he? Yes, but you don't see the scores of men who checked that Skyliner, circled around it with watchful eyes, turned it over to the pilot in perfect shape. The ground crew gave that Skyliner circle service. Thousands of Texaco dealers from coast to coast are the ground crew for your car. Or when you stop for Fire Chief gasoline, they circle service your car for safer, more economical driving. Circle service is the Texaco dealer's way of matching the quality Texaco products with helpful personal service. Next time, try a Texaco dealer.
Pinky Tomlin sings in his own inimitable fashion the song hit, You Can't Stop Me From Dreaming.
You can stop me from kissing you. You can stop me from cuddling too. You can treat me mean, honey, that's all right. But I'll get even with you tonight. Cause you can't stop me from dreaming. You can stop me from holding hands. Make me listen to your commands. You can say no, no, honey, that's all right. But I'll get even with you tonight. Cause you can't stop me from dreaming. From 1 o'clock till 9, I'll dream that you're mine. Oh, I'm gonna steal a kiss, see what you're gonna miss. You can stop me romancing you. You're the boss now, baby, we're not through. You can turn me down, honey, that's all right. But I'll get even with you tonight. Cause you can't stop me from dreaming. Jimmy Wallington should have no fears. He's been with Cantor now for 7 years.
And I'm going to stay with him the rest of my days.
It'll take that long if you're waiting for a raise.
But you can't stop me from dreaming.
Mr. Jack Renard is quite discreet. He keeps dreaming of good things to eat.
He dreamt he ate marshmallows, and when came the dawn, he woke up and found both his pillows were gone.
You can't stop me from dreaming. Now when you stop a horse, you holler whoa. But when you stop for gas, stop for Texaco, you can stop a train or a plane above. You can stop most anything but love. Now the love bug bit a mighty king and made him give up everything. But you can't stop him. You can't stop me. You can't stop nobody from dreaming.
Come here, Renard, will you? You ought to be ashamed of yourself. That music sounded awful, believe me.
Gee, it shouldn't have, Eddie. I rehearsed it until 3 o'clock in the morning with Fifi.
With Fifi? But that's Pinky Tomlin's song.
Yes, but it's no fun staying up with him until 3 o'clock in the morning.
What's the matter? And that orchestra. Why, I could get more music out of a squeaky pair of shoes.
What size?
Wait a minute. What do you mean? Now, look, Renard, I can get along with anybody except you. You're a dope. You're an idiot. Do you understand?
Yes.
Now, I'm going to look around the grounds, and when I come back, I want you to keep quiet, Renard. I warn you, the first time you open your mouth, I'll knock you so bow-legged they can use you as a model for horseshoes.
What size?
Yeah,
I mean, yes, sir.
Yeah.
I'll be as quiet as a mouse, Eddie.
Yes.
Goodbye, Mr. Cantor.
Oh, goodbye, you meek mother.
Oh, misery. Oh, misery. Oh, bitter feelings of remorse. Everyone bounces me around like a rubber ball. And I am so sad I cannot hold back the tears. Boo-hoo. Boo-hoo.
Oh, Renard, please do not cry.
I cannot help it, Fifi.
But you must. You must learn how to be a man. You must keep your chin up.
Which one?
All of them. Look, look, you have been insulted. Why not challenge Monsieur Cantor to a duel? You could fight him with pistols.
No, no. I am too good a target. No matter where he shoots, I should be there. There is no hope to solve my problems. All I can do is go over in the corner and cry my fat heart out.
I will go with you.
Boo-hoo. Boo-hoo.
Jimmy.
Yes, sir.
Things are happening. I've discovered another spring.
You mean another good humor spring?
No, just the opposite. It's called Agua Corregia. This water makes you vicious, mean, tough, nasty, wicked.
Well, it must be powerful stuff.
It is, Jimmy. 10 minutes ago, I saw a worm wiggle out of this water,
yes,
leap 4 feet in the air, and started chasing 2 hens and a rooster.
I'm not kidding.
Now he's on his way back to the jungle to bring Frank Buck back alive. This water is dangerous, Jimmy. I'm going out now and build a fence around it. Excuse me.
Jimmy.
Oh, don't bother me now, Fifi.
Oh, please do something. Renard took a drink from a spring, and now he is a wild man. Look, here he comes now.
Really? Hello, gang. What do you hear from the mob?
Oh, now, wait a minute. Take it easy. Slow down. We'll take it easy.
Shut up, or I'll shoot off that mustache. One hair at a time.
Pinky! Oh, Pinky, help him!
Hey, wait a minute. What's going on here, Renard? Why the gun?
Listen, cowboy. You better scram out of here. This town ain't big enough for me and you. It ain't even big enough for me. Now get out.
No, sir, I won't get out. You just wait till Mr. Cantor gets here. He'll fix you.
He will, huh? Yeah. Listen. When I get through with Cantor, I'll use his eyes for marbles. Here he comes now.
Oh, hello, everybody.
Hello, punk.
Yep. What? Listen, Renard, I told you to keep quiet and stay out of my way, and I mean it.
Cantor, I'll fill you so full of lead they can put 2 handles on your ears and sell you in your own antique shop.
Am I hearing right? Is that Renard?
Yes, Eddie, it is. He just drank some of that water, Aqua Courageous.
Canna, come here.
Yes, Mr. Renard.
If you want to keep healthy, lay off those fat man jokes.
Yes, indeed.
From now on, I'm the thin man.
Yes, Mr. Powell.
Now I've got you where I want you. Lay down on the floor.
No, not that. Not that, please. No.
Come on, flop.
Oh, here I go, sir.
Now I put my right foot on you and go. And now sing, you snail. Sing.
I love to spend each Wednesday with you. As friend to friend, I'm sorry it's through. I'm telling you just how I feel.
I'm running this show. Drown him out. Come on, drown him out there.
Tune in again next Wednesday for another Texaco Town broadcast starring Jack Renard, supported in a small way by Eddie Cantor and an all-star cast. And next time, try a Texaco dealer. James Walling is speaking from Hollywood, California.
Good night.
This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.
9 p.m., VULOVA, Bulova Watch Time. WABC, New York.